This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India is a vibrant land and a vibrant culture. Speaking after inaugurating the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple and ISKCON project at Kharghar in Navi Mumbai, Mr. Modi added that the consciousness of Indian culture is spirituality. The Prime Minister said the foundation of our spiritual culture is the spirit of service to humanity. He added that in line with this spirit, the central government has implemented social welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, Har Ghar Jal and Ujwala Yojana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansion. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the naval dockyard in Mumbai.
आज भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
Remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy, and for the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, the Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India. He emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reforms for the defence sector and by the end of the year, the defence sector will implement many reforms. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. Prime Minister Modi said that the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, the Indian Army is known for its courage, bravery, sacrifice and professionalism. He also lauded the Indian Army's unwavering commitment to protect the nation and assist citizens during natural calamities. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan also extended greetings to all ranks of the Indian Army on the occasion. Meta India has apologized for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's statement that the incumbent government in India lost elections in 2024 due to its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the massive row over remark, Indian representative of the social media giant apologized today, calling it an inadvertent error. South Korea's impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol was arrested today by law enforcement officials. Yoon, who was impeached and charged with insurrection over his short-lived effort to impose martial law last month. It is the first time in the South Korean history that a sitting president has been detained. The Grand and Divine Mahakumbh is capturing global attention. As part of this, a 21-member delegation from 10 countries will take a holy dip at the Sangam tomorrow. Arrangements for the delegation's stay have been made at the 10th city in Arel. In women's cricket, India today registered its largest ever win by 304 runs, defeating Ireland in the third ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot, Gujarat. India clinched the series 3-0. Hosts posted a huge target of 436 runs. Chasing the target, Ireland were all out in 31.4 overs, scoring 131 runs. Earlier, the women in blue created history by scoring a massive 435 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in their 50 overs. Their highest ever ODI total. The Indian women's Khokho team is set to face Iran in the Khokho World Cup 2025 this evening at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.